Welcome to VG Buzz, your daily source for gaming news, brought to you by Element FM. Get unlimited podcast hosting for just $5 a month at Element FM and amplify your voice. Now let's get to the news. The gaming world has never been more dynamic, and today we're exploring how innovation and community continue to reshape what it means to be a gamer. From updated classics to brand new worlds, let's jump into the major headlines and the fascinating shifts underway across the industry. We kick things off with beloved classics making bold returns. DayZ, with its anticipated Badlands update, is introducing a deeper layer of community building to its intense survival sandbox. The focus has shifted from individual survival to forging alliances and navigating a social ecosystem shaped by both cooperation and rivalry. In this new Badlands update, players must strategize not just about what they scavenge or craft, but about who they trust, making every interaction more meaningful and high stakes. These complex social dynamics have inspired greater role-playing and emergent storytelling, elevating DayZ's legacy as one of the great survival titles. Meanwhile, legendary franchises are making waves with innovative cross-platform connections. Street Fighter VI, Fighter's Edition, has hit the Nintendo Switch 2, delivering classic arcade action enhanced with modern cross-platform play and graphical updates that connect nostalgia with new energy. For veterans, this relaunch is a journey down memory lane. But for newcomers, it's an accessible entry into one of gaming's most beloved fight series. Elsewhere, The Hero's Journey, a fan favorite built on Ikimu technology, has come under fire. Legal action by Daybreak has raised heated debates about monetization and copyright within emulator circles, pushing the boundaries of what's allowed under fair use and creative ownership. The outcome could have profound ripple effects across the emulator community, as passionate developers weigh creative freedom against increasing legal scrutiny. But the week's most shocking news has to be the cancellation of Hytal, the long-awaited sandbox MMORPG from Hypixel Studios. Despite backing from Riot Games and years of community anticipation, development has been halted, leaving the community stunned and industry observers facing hard questions about risks in the modern MMO space. Hytale's abrupt end underscores just how challenging it is, even for well-funded teams, to deliver ambitious online experiences in a fiercely competitive market. For smaller developers, it's a cautionary tale about managing scope, resources, and the unpredictable winds of player interest and investment. On a more positive note, fresh contenders are stepping up. Far Cry 6 is reimagined in a genre-bending fashion, casting players as anthropomorphic inheritors, navigating hazardous exclusion zones. The narrative and gameplay twist offers a distinct flavor, blending open-world exploration with clever metaphors for survival and adaptability, sure to intrigue veterans and newcomers alike. Similarly, Project Silverfish surfaces with its focus on factional combat between mutants vying for relics of power, adding a layer of tactical depth and lore-rich storytelling that expands the competitive landscape. Meanwhile, Mistfall Hunter is creating buzz with a unique blend of Souls-like mechanics and extraction missions, blurring genre lines in a way that feels distinctly modern. Its challenging gameplay loop rewards both precision and creativity, inviting players to experiment with builds in high-stakes scenarios. Across the gaming universe, seasonal events and community initiatives continue to thrive. LOTRO's Midsummer Island Festival is a highlight, featuring themed quests, interactive storytelling, and infectious energy that brings players together in shared celebration. These community-driven moments are essential, breathing life into long-standing worlds and fostering inclusive spaces where both old and new faces feel welcome. Hardware leaps are also making headlines, none more so than NVIDIA's showcase of real-time path tracing, which was recently benchmarked in Doom: The Dark Ages, pushing visual fidelity to jaw-dropping new heights. The implications go beyond pretty graphics. It opens research possibilities for physics-driven gameplay and richer worlds that react dynamically to player choices. This fusion of technological progress and artistic ambition is transforming not just how games look, but how they feel and play, from moment-to-moment action to the broader narrative arcs. Content creators are also getting a boost thanks to Logitech's webcam compatibility for the Switch 2. This opens up new avenues for streaming, social play, and digital self-expression right from Nintendo's latest hardware. For anyone looking to break into content creation, the barrier to entry is lower than ever. An open invitation for fresh talent and bold creativity. And for longtime fans, Dying Light's anniversary celebration promises a major graphics update, enhancing the experience visually while staying true to its intensely replayable core gameplay. This thoughtful approach demonstrates how studios can honor their legacy while refreshing the experience for a new generation, an act of respect for both the game and its dedicated community. The celebratory mood continues with special sales events like Sony's Days of Play 2025, unleashing deep discounts on consoles and a wide selection of headline games. These annual events are a win for collectors and newcomers alike, making it easier to expand libraries and explore genres they might otherwise overlook. Live service titles and evergreen favorites remain hotbeds of innovation. Angerfoot, Diablo 4, and The King of Fighters 15 continue to deliver with regular updates. The trend of studios implementing player feedback ensures that online communities remain vibrant, responsive, and inclusive, a model now seen as best practice for sustainable engagement. Speaking of inclusivity, monthly events for Pride and collaborative challenges in Valorant spotlight the importance of gaming as a space for expression and belonging. Valorant's Corrode update is a great case study. It's not just about introducing fresh abilities, but opening up debates about competitive balance, fairness, and the evolving meta. Meanwhile, in Fortnite, the debut of new Battle Bus cosmetics met with mixed reviews, highlighting the challenge of keeping in-game content exciting and interactive for a diverse player base. Gaming isn't just about visuals or mechanics. The culinary arts are finding a place too, with crafting and cooking systems in titles like Demon Slayer, Infinity Castle, adding fun, flavor, and immersive depth. The commitment to creative iteration extends to new releases such as Typink, a typing roguelike, and Two Point Museums, both of which reward experimentation and open-ended play. Terraria 1.4.5 also launched a much-anticipated patch, keeping its sprawling fanbase engaged with new content, quality-of-life tweaks, and deeper biome exploration. Madden 26's dynamic mechanics provide another example of real-world simulation blending with digital play, enhancing how fans experience sports both virtually and vicariously. EA Sports FC 26 is also poised for a big leap, with hints of major improvements across career, manager, and especially ultimate team modes, focusing on skill mastery and rewarding smart play. In the MMO arena, Monster Hunter Wilds prepares for a headline update, reviving classic monsters and infusing new challenges that celebrate the series' rich ecosystem. Meanwhile, Nightingale's PTR is actively testing fresh quality of life changes, and Fallout 76's improved combat mechanics are reinvigorating interest in Appalachia yet again. In a landscape as fluid as gaming, adaptability is key, not just for developers, but for the community as well, where welcoming threads and activities for newcomers are vital for maintaining momentum and excitement. The story-driven crowd has much to look forward to. World of Darkness mythology is being adapted into both games and films, offering rich narrative opportunities even as Hollywood wrestles with unpredictability and blockbuster disappointments, such as the recent fumbles with Joker, Folie à Deux, and Furiosa. Despite setbacks on the silver screen, these ventures into games and cross-media projects promise an evolution in how stories are experienced and shared, pointing to a future where connection is at the core. Collaboration and revival are also trending. Atomic Heart's The Cube MMO, as well as the return of the cult classic Fatal Run Show. How blending old and new, or expanding on a beloved formula, can yield fresh excitement. The Wrap's innovative gameplay melds nostalgia with clever mechanics, proving there's still room for surprising twists on established templates. Wrestling fans have reason to celebrate too, with WWE 2K25 gearing up for its Switch 2 debut, promising portable action and deeper character customization. Competitive mainstays like Mortal Kombat are staying lively with robust tier lists and character rankings. While Shantae Advance, Risky Revolution connects its 20-year legacy to the present through inventive design. Looking forward, anticipation is high for Pokemon Go Fest 25, which will gather players worldwide for quests, competitions, and new global friendships. On the lip of every community's conversation are debates on balance and inclusion, whether it's Valorant tweaking strategies, Fortnite adjusting content, or player-driven initiatives shaping rules and events. The space for feedback has never been more open, from Discord communities to social media polls, allowing players to shape their own experiences and influence the evolution of their favorite games. In the world of live service, there are lessons to be learned as well, as seen in War Thunder, where controversial recent changes have led some longtime players to migrate to alternatives like Call to Arms, Panzer Elite, and Spearhead 2. This fluidity reflects just how competitive and interconnected the online landscape has become. Developers are challenged to respond quickly to maintain trust and satisfaction, using analytics and community feedback as key guides. And on the other hand, when developers get it right, as Blizzard has with Diablo 4's Season 9 patch, the impact is immediately positive, introducing long-awaited class adjustments and renewed enthusiasm for the season. Looking at the landscape holistically, it's clear this is a period of vibrant experimentation, where advances in hardware, software, and human connection are all converging to generate the next wave of memorable experiences. Inclusive game design is a driving force, spurred by influential figures like Hideo Kojima, who champion diverse stories and fresh creative voices across the medium. Today's gaming world is about welcome and wonder, offering something for every kind of player, collectors, artists, explorers, competitors, and casual fans alike. The constant is this: gaming is a living, growing ecosystem, one where innovation, engagement, and storytelling are in full bloom. Checkpoint cleared. Thanks, and catch us tomorrow in your favorite podcast app.